As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from As Others See Us by John Thomas Huddle, published in 1901. Today I would like to introduce you to a distinguished stranger, and that stranger is yourself. Knowledge as well as charity should begin at home, and it's supremely important that we should occasionally step within and renew our acquaintance with ourselves. Above all others, we ought to know the one with whom we eat, work, and study, in whose companionship we are continually, for we have more to do with that person than with anybody else. We are responsible for their words and actions. They are the one person on earth committed especially to our care, and surely we ought to know them. But the truth of the matter is we do not. We in ourselves, as a general thing, are scarcely speaking acquaintances. We have been going on about together for a number of years, and yet ourself is an utter stranger to most of us now. According to our idea, he or she is the best person in the world. No one occupies so high a position in our estimation. While we criticize and condemn our neighbors and search our friends' eyes for motes, we pat ourselves lovingly on the backs and thank the Lord we are not like other people. Then at other times, we regard certain people as strong and able to do great things, but we distrust our own ability, shrink from opportunity, and weakly say, "There is no use to try. I can't." Now the object of interior study is to give us a peep into the sanctum of self and make us acquainted with both our weaknesses and our powers. Here we come face to face with the invisible forces and realities of life. Here we find the causes of our unhappiness and failure, and such knowledge leads us speedily to seek the proper remedies. The more we know about ourselves, the more we know about others, and the better able we are to share their feelings and interpret their ways and works. There is no subject so interesting and profitable as self. One of the wise among the ancients said, "Know thyself," and the Bible, from the beginning to end, emphasizes strongly the value of self-examination. One of the advantages of self-knowledge is that it enables us to detect and correct our faults. Each one of us wants to make as much out of ourselves as possible. A noble soul is not satisfied simply to eat, drink, and sleep. They want to grow. It is not gold altogether that they are seeking, but character, for this is the only possession they can take with themselves to the land beyond. We are not here simply for the collection of facts and the accumulation of wealth. These are only means for the development of our different powers. The great end to be attained is the stature of the perfect woman or man. Everything else is subordinate and should contribute to this one object. But in order that it may be attained, we must be acquainted with our weaknesses. To make the temple of character a beautiful and fit dwelling for the divine spirit, we must watch closely for its faults and strive strenuously to correct them. For after all, it is the little things in life and not the great things that count. It is the little daily touches of word and deed, and not the great events, which shape the character and make us what we are. And on the other hand, it is the little faults and not the great ones that limit our usefulness and mar the beauty of our lives. And the reason is their littleness. Their very insignificance protects them. We easily detect the presence of the crow in the cornfield, but not the worm. We discover the mouse in the wardrobe very quickly, but not the moth. So with our faults. We may be sincere in what we do, exemplary in conduct and upright in heart, and yet some little idiosyncrasies or peculiarities which we have overlooked mar our usefulness. There are thousands of people, true as steel and good as gold, who have few friends and little influence because of these very things. Not knowing themselves, blind to their failings, they wonder why they are not more appreciated. It is not because of any flagrant wrongs or any great moral weaknesses, but simply because of some little failings unknown to them have crept into their manner and speech. Hence the importance of knowing ourselves. We glance into the mirror 10 times a day at least to check our face and dress. But when a mirror is not at hand, many an imperfection goes uncorrected. Not that we wish it so, but because we are ignorant of it. Now, self-knowledge is a mirror for the inside. It reveals the imperfections, not of the dress, but of the individual. Its polished surface gives a reflection of ourselves as others see us. And when we thus stand off a few feet and look at our counterpart, we are startled at the faulty person before us. Then, like the prodigal child, we come to ourselves. The power of introspection has opened our eyes and we see. And seeing, we arise and bid farewell to our faults and weaknesses. We take the upward path of reformation. A second advantage of self-knowledge is that it acquaints us with our powers. To a great extent, we are ignorant of our ability. Those who do great things are not the only ones who can do them. Many others under the same circumstances and stimulated by the same influences would be as strong and do as much. There is a great deal of latent genius slumbering in the breast of many. If only the proper stimuli were brought to bear, their greatness would be awakened. As a general rule, we are as ignorant of our power as a horse tied to a post is of its strength. Under the influence of passion or fear, the horse snaps the rein like a thread. In its newly awakened strength, it breaks the trapping of man as easily as Samson did the cords of the Philistines. So it is with us. Stirred by some great emergency, stimulated by some powerful emotion, we can perform feats of strength and daring that in sober moments seem almost impossible. Accident and emergency give us glimpses now and then of what we can do. But when the emotion wears away, we distrust ourselves and forget the mighty force that sleeps within. When working under pressure, we accomplish wonderful things in a very short time. But when necessity lays aside the spur, we lag behind, waste opportunities, and become oblivious to our strength. Now, What these trying situations reveal and call forth, we can discover by the microscope of self-examination, and so at all times be calmly conscious of the mighty power that we possess. Self-knowledge will beget self-reliance, and we will go forth into the battle of life with steady step and undaunted heart. Knowing what we can do, we'll banish all distrust and fear, make us laugh at discouragements and rejoice. Opposition will be our pleasure. Difficulties will be our playthings. And we will never be so happy as when some Goliath bars our way. Consciousness of personal power transfigures the face, gives dignity to the manner, and makes a hero even out of a clown. Remember that those who win are not always the only ones who can. In many cases, those who fail, if they only knew it, are just as strong. The faint-hearted have oftentimes as much power as the fearless, the timid wallflower as much ability to shine as the popular beauty, the quiet scholar 10 times more wisdom than the talking pedant, and yet the former are not heard, while the latter are leaders. The difference is simply this. The first are ignorant of and doubt their ability, while the second know and trust themselves. The person who thoroughly understands themselves has the key to human nature. If you wish to interpret the actions and understand others, then look within and know thyself. Study that particular piece of humanity committed especially to your care. And this will give you an insight into universal humanity. And such knowledge is by no means to be lightly esteemed. To be acquainted with human nature is indeed a very essential and important part of our education. For our usefulness and success in life depend largely upon it. The business person could accomplish very little if they didn't know people and how to deal with them. The success of the professional is due often more to their tact and knowledge of human nature than to their wonderful skill. The failures of parents and teachers are due in most instances to their ignorance of child nature. If we would be peacemakers, we must know just how to deal gently and delicately with injured feelings. If we would be comforters, we must understand the best, most tactful way to bind up the brokenhearted and heal the wounded in spirit. By knowing ourselves, we come to know what is in others and are able to sympathize with them and thus lift them and us to a higher plane of living.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.